Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The cross-dresser behind Minnesota's counseling ban. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, in one single day, just months after assuming the governorship of Minnesota, Tim Walz enacted three pieces of the most radical legislation in Minnesota history, and perhaps even in U.S. history. Walz so-called legalized late-term partial birth abortion. He made Minnesota a sanctuary state for child-mutilating surgeries, and he banned Christian counseling for gender confusion. We're about ready to challenge Governor Walz on at least this counseling ban that is a violation of the First Amendment.
You know, so interesting, during the recent debates between him and J.D. Vance, it seemed like he was just trying his best to deny all of these, and especially the abortion issue. He did not want to come out and say, yes, this is what I've done.
You know, he did not want to admit that there are abortions through all 9 months, but that's in fact what he did in Minnesota.
They have a record of them.
He has abortions allowed there through all 9 months. They repealed the Born Alive Infant Protection Act. That would be someone who was intended for abortion, but they were born alive, and therefore you give them life-saving treatment. That was repealed.
I think they have a record of 8 or 9 babies that's happened to.
That have had late-term abortions,
yes.
That they have survived the abortion, and they've allowed them to just stay there and die.
Right.
He knows that.
Yes.
But he also made Minnesota a sanctuary state for not only abortion, illegal immigrants, but also for gender-confused children, so that children can flee to Minnesota, flee from their parents, and the parents can't retrieve them. Minnesota will not cooperate with any out-of-state litigation or legal system. And also, one parent or one guardian can take a child to Minnesota, start them on puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and go through mutilating surgery, even though that's contrary to a state ordered visitation and custody requirement of another state, which every state must enforce and abide by a sister state's visitation and custody order. Minnesota, under Tim Walz, will not do that. They will ignore it. They've made it a sanctuary state. But also what they did was they banned Christian counseling for gender confusion. And this is where we're going after Tim Walz in Minnesota. This radical policy changes were largely instigated by a cross-dressing, lipstick-wearing, middle-aged man who keeps his male pattern baldness affected curls dyed in various shades of pink and purple.
Wow.
So, yeah, Leah Fink was the first openly so-called transgendered,
sounds
I'll put
pretty.
That in quotes,
Gosh.
Person, to be elected to the Minnesota legislature. He has since formed the Minnesota Queer Caucus, which he calls himself Mr./Mix, MX, Fink, says represents the, LGBTQIA2S+ community. Now you go figure that one out.
I don't know.
And if you're wondering what all those letters mean, you're not alone. What began with gay and lesbian several decades ago has become a spectrum of deviancy represented by a string of letters spanning the alphabet and the illogical insistence that there are more than two genders.
Well,
it's no
like
wonder
you,
children are confused.
Yeah, it's like you said on a previous program where there's, what, over 100 now they've come up with just to deny the reality there's only male and there's only female.
Yeah.
You don't have a choice.
So this Mr. Fink, who calls himself Mix, MX, because he's a mixture, he says, of all different kinds of genders.
Really?
He likes to brag that he was the driving force behind Minnesota's new trans laws, writing, quote, "Minnesota Queer Legislators Caucus led efforts to advance equity and create policies to ensure Minnesota became a refuge state for our, here we go again, LGBTQIA2S+ trans and non-binary community, close quote.
Yeah, it's really sad, though. He sounds very proud of that.
He says the Queer Caucus was relentless all session to pass these gender-bending rules so that, quote, all trans folks, that's his spelling, not ours, F-O-L-X, have access to gender-affirming care, according to Fink. But in doing so, Fink and his ally, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, now turned VP candidate, has banned Christian counseling. Christian counseling, as we've talked about in this program before, has proven to be very effective in addressing gender confusion and sexual abuse trauma resulting in unwanted same-sex desires, behaviors, or gender confusion. But to admit that counseling is effective would destroy their LGBTQ lie that children can be born this way, which their argument is, well, you're just born this way and you can't help it, or you're born in the wrong body, and so let's fix the outside of your body to match the inside of your mind. So that's what their argument is. But if you actually can go through counseling for unwanted desires, behaviors, or gender confusion and get all that resolved, then it means that their narrative is just frankly a lie.
Well, you know, we won against two of these bans in Florida where they were trying to push this in Boca Raton as well as South Florida and trying to keep Christian counselors from helping these kids. And again, it's not the issue that you need to be on puberty blockers and you need to have healthy body parts cut off. You need to get to the bottom. What is the root cause? You know, and nowadays in the culture, when they're seeing it on social media, they're hearing it in the public schools, you know, kids are really confused and maybe they don't want to be bullied. So they think, I want to go along with this. Well, Christian counselors can sit down and really help them get to the bottom of what they're struggling with.
Yeah, and you know, first time I ever argued one of these cases in 2012 in California, when the very first counseling ban was passed, the judge was very much on the other side of this issue and was asking, so what happens in a counseling room? Because the other advocates of this ban were trying to suggest all kinds of things were happening, like you put electrodes to their heads and you shock them, or you do waterboarding, or you do something else to them, something crazy. And it's like, well, they just talk to each other.
Yeah.
That's what happens in a counseling room. The client comes in, they express what's on their mind, the counselor speaks, and they go back and forth and they talk and they find out what's bothering that person and they try to get to the root causes of it, and then they try to help the client resolve the issue. That's what counseling is.
All right, just like with any other issue, you're having marital issues or addiction issues, whatever, get to the root cause. It's no different.
Yeah, you don't take out a baseball bat and start beating somebody, but that's the conjuring in their mind. Oh, you got to be doing something crazy.
Put them on electrodes. Put them on,
you know, do it a lobotomy. You're doing lobotomies? No, we're not doing lobotomies. Not electric shock. No, we're not waterboarding anybody. You know what? You just talk. What? You just talk.
And you're there voluntarily.
Yeah, and you're there voluntarily. And, you know, they would say, well, but the parents are bringing them there. But if you talk to the counselor, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. If the minor doesn't want to be counseled, it doesn't matter what the parent wants.
Right.
You've got to have a willing client.
They won't talk.
They won't talk. So the counselors work with the client. Mm-hmm. The client is that person that they're speaking to that's having the issues. And we've encountered people through our litigation in this area where someone has had these unwanted same-sex attractions. Some of these are originating from sexual abuse when they're young.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those, particularly in males, have that kind of pattern where they've been sexually abused as a young person. And then they start developing these unwanted feelings and they don't like it. They don't want it. So they're seeking help to overcome that. And by the way, 85%+ of people who have gender confusion as a adolescent, they grow out of it naturally with no intervention at all. So for you to say, for those 85%+ that will naturally resolve and they'll be very content with how God made them as male or female, if you now say, oh, well, you know what? I've got an answer for you. Let's put you on puberty blockers. That's going to cause long-term harm. Mm-hmm. Let's put you on opposite sex hormones and let's amputate some of your body parts. That'll fix everything.
Mm-mm.
What kind of damage are you doing? Counselors have the right to be able to speak, and clients have the right to be able to ask questions and seek the counselor of their choice. And as you mentioned, in the Otto versus City of Boca Raton, we won against Boca Raton, Florida in Palm Beach County, also against Tampa in Vaso versus City of Tampa. As a result, we overturned 23 counseling bans, but there's 87 bans that are still in effect. And Governor Tim Walz in Minnesota, we're coming for your state as well to challenge those unconstitutional bans. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.